We're up to Simon Tofresh Samach Vav. I'd like to complete this, the Simon as well as doing Simon Tofresh Samach Zayin, which has some very, very important halachas. Okay, over Chutz Loretz, we're in the middle of Simon Tofresh Samach Vav in the Sif Aleph, which is the only Sif. He says, all we discussed yesterday was with regards to Eretz Yisrael. Now let's talk Tachlis with regards to Chutz Loretz. So I'm the line, we're halfway through the Sif, yeah? And in Chutz La'aretz, if you are living in Chutz La'aretz, what's the halacha then? How do we deal with it in Chutz La'aretz? So it says as follows: Shetzorich leishet bo b'shmini, we still have the starting point is that we, as opposed to the yidden in Eretz Yisrael, we still need to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. Why is that? Because really the Torah says you need to sit in the sukkah 7 days. But we're not quite sure what the first day is. So consequently we don't know what the last day is. We're not quite sure. So therefore the eighth day, maybe the seventh day really. That's why we need to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. So the halacha is Goma melechol b'yoyma ashmini. When he finished eating on the eighth day, moirit keilov, he takes down his utensils, umefane oisamim menu, and he takes everything away from there. He should take the kelim away. Vim eloi mokim lehoirit es keilov, he hasn't got a place to put it all. Veroitze lechol bo betshii, and he wants to eat in there on the ninth, then he says, he can't take some of the sukkah down. He can't start taking down partially the sukkah. He can't do that because it's Yom Tov. You can't start taking down parts of the sukkah because it's Yom Tov. So what is he meant to do? So again, if he hasn't got anywhere to put it, and he wants to sit in the sukkah on the ninth. What is he meant to do? You want to sit in the sukkah on the ninth. What are you meant to do? Pardon? If he hasn't got anywhere, he wants to sit in the sukkah on the ninth. He hasn't got anywhere to go inside. Correct. What is he meant to do? And Yochel, he can't sit in the sukkah because of Kabbal Toysef. He can't go inside the house because he hasn't got space. He's got a problem. And he can't take the sukkah down because he's not allowed to break sukkahs down on sukkahs. Yeah? Until then he wasn't meant to sit in the sukkah. Before he sat in the sukkah? What do you mean? On the eighth day we still sit in the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres we still sit in the sukkah. Yeah? Nire Kabbal Toysef. Yeah. So he says, you have to make a hekka. You have to make a recognizable action to show that you're not there for the mitzvah purpose. If it was a small sukkah, we learned earlier, you're not allowed to put a candle there, a flame in the sukkah. We learned that in a small sukkah, you're not meant to put a candle there. So now put a candle there. You're not meant to put a candle in a small sukkah. You can't because of chashash. Yeah. So over here. Yeah. But over there, it's a good point. That the. I think the answer is, I'm not 100% sure anymore, but I think that the answer is, because it's not just the chashash leket, not only that, but it's also that because of that, it's lacking in teshuva can do, it's not going to feel comfortable. So the fact that you're putting it in there, that shows they're not for the mitzvah purpose, yeah. Because yesterday we learned that you're ideally meant to put down parts of the schach. You can't do that on sukkah, on Yom Tov. Because it's the ninth, it's Simchas Torah, yeah. So you can't do that. So he says you put candle. So you meant to put the candle there. But what happens if it's a big sukkah? It's a big sukkah. In theory, you could put the candle there. So you're not gaining anything by putting the candle there. Put in the pots and pans into the sukkah. That we know we're not really meant to put pots and pans in the sukkah. So now just dafka put them in. To show and to make it very clear that I'm not there for the mitzvah purpose. So you can sit on the ninth day, you can sit in the sukkah, providing that you either put a candle there if it's a small sukkah or if it's a bigger sukkah. You should put pots and pans in the sukkah to show that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah with it. And thereby you'll be allowed to sit in the sukkah. That you're not doing it for the mitzvah. You're putting pots and pans in the sukkah. That will show you that it's not that you're not doing it for the mitzvah purpose. Does the sukkah become posel when you put pots in there? No, you don't. So if that's the case, if it's not become posel, what are you gaining by putting? Oh, very good. So it's a bit different. Very good. So it's a hekel. So it's a bit different than in Eretz Yisrael on the seventh, because then you just put parts of the schach down. Over here, when you put parts of the schach down, often the sukkah will become possible. Over here, even though you will put pots and pans in, the sukkah won't become possible, but you're making a hekel. Says Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis, he explains that. The sukkah will not become possible by putting pots in there. But the meaning is, as you're saying, it's a hekka lepossel, to make it possible. He's sitting there because it's a comfortable place to be. It's comfortable, and you're not doing it for the mitzvah purpose, and that's what you've achieved by putting the pots there. You're just shown that it's not a sukkah for the mitzvah purpose. Yeah, questions? What do you want to ask the question? Yeah.
Why would
sukkah
be
protected from the mitzvah? You can do something much better than that. Pardon? No, you can't. You can't take part of the schach down. Yeah. You can do on Shana Rabbah, on the seventh, yeah. Right. In Eretz Yisrael, this is very noigah, because often they want to make a kiddush in all of the chosn teira and simchas teira. They make a kiddush, and they often need the large sukkah. So it's very common. It's very, very common. You know, think about it. In Eretz Yisrael, you want to make a kiddush for the chosn teira, chosn bereshis. You want to make a big kiddush, and you want to make it on simchas teira. And where do you want to do it? You want to do it in the sukkah. So what, are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, was that the yeah. Yeah, so right, the answer is that if it's in the sukkah, you have to make sure that the sukkah is possible. I mean, you take some of the schach down. Yeah. Okay, that leads us to Siman Tov Resh Samach Zayin. In Siman Tov Resh Samach Zayin, we'll be learning one of the very key and famous talking of the Mishnah Berurah with regards to Isra Hachone, which is Nogea for Yom Tov and often for Shabbos as well. Okay, well, maybe for Shabbos, we'll see. Sukkah v'noya asurin gam kol shmini. The sukkah and its decorations are also on the eighth day. Sukkah v'noya asurin gam b'shmini, says the Shulchan Aruch. The sukkah and its decorations also on the eighth. Uvechutz la'aretz and on chutz la'aretz she'osim shnei yomim tovim, that we obviously keep two yomim tovim, also gam b'chitz, even also on the ninth. On Simchas Torah, Shu Safek Shmini, because maybe it's Safek Eighth. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph explains, Noya, Hainuk She'itro B'minei Peirois, She'tola Bol Noy. He decorated the sukkah with types of fruit, which he hanged up for decorative purposes. V'im Itro B'sadina Metzuyorin, HaMetzuyorin, if he hanged up some sheets, colorful sheets, Noyagin Loiridon, the minhag is to take it down, Labais, into the house, mipnei chashash ganovim or kshom, because we're concerned that maybe there's going to be ganovim or rain. So the minhag is to take those down as well. So he says that all the noy decoration is also on Simchas Torah, is also on Simchas Torah, is mukhs on Simchas Torah too. Vim chal Shabbos motzei yom tov achron shel chag, if Shabbos falls on the last day of on Motze Yom Tov Achron of the Yom Tov, Noagin Shalom is tapik min Noi Sukkah at Motze Shabbos. You're not allowed to use the Noi Sukkah, the decoration, if there's something there that you could use, you could drink, you could eat. Can you give an example, something you could eat and drink, decoration that you could eat and drink? We find other Shulchan Aruchs about that as well, yeah?
If you hang up wine
or you hang up honey or you hang up a fruit. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to use it, to take from it, until Motzei Shabbos. So again, Im Chal Shabbos, but Motzei Yom Tov Achil Shul Chag, if Shabbos falls on the last, so you've got 2 days Yom Tov, and then comes Shabbos, then Noagin Shaloyne Stapek Menoy Sukkah on Motzei Shabbos, you won't be able to use it on Shabbos. You're only allowed to use it on Motzei Shabbos. V'yesh Matirim Soma Matir. Yeah, so the Mishneh Berurah explains, why is that? Why is it also? So if Cotton Gimel explains that Motzei Shabbos, the Kivin the B'Yom Tov also, since you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov, it means Tapik B'Shabbos, if you take from that on Shabbos, Miki Achone. Here you go again. It's the same type of Achone again. Yeah, same type of Achone. Since you can't use it on Shabbos, since you can't use it on Yom, it's Mukta on Yom Tov, now as Shabbos comes straight after Yom Tov, it's also considered Mukta. It's a type of Achone.
On the
Yom Tov
for the Shabbos.
Correct. Now, continues the Ramah. Have you got that meaning as well? Says the Ramah the following. Yesh no'agu, k'shehoyu yoytzim min ha'sukkah. Because some people have the meaning that when they go out from the sukkah, on the last day, hoyu oimrim, they say, yehi rotzoin, should be the will of Hashem, Shenizke Leishev, should be the schos of sitting, Leishev, to sit, Besukkah Shelev Yosan, should be able to sit in the Sukkah of Lev Yosan. Have you got that meaning as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you all say it? Yeah? Sukkah, yeah, you say it? Yeah, you say Shukkah Shelev Yosan. What is that exactly the wording that you've got? Is that exactly the wording?
Longer.
A bit longer. So what Mishneh Berurah says? Mishneh Berurah says, not Mishneh Berurah, but some say a different nusach. I thought some of you have a minig? Some say that minig. And I thought Mishneh Berurah brings it. It's brought in other achronim. What's the nusach? You have the nusach? Yeah, should be zoicha to sit in the sukkah of Shel Yosan, Lasid Lavoi. Yeah, let's see what he says over there.
Don't wait for me.
All right. Okay. Continues the Ramah. That's a very, very important Ramah. But also, by the way, when he said Yerotzen, do you do anything with it? When he said Yerotzen? Pardon? Kiss the sukkah? How nice. Well, how nice. What did I? Yeah, it's brought down. It's brought down. You should show Chaviv as a mitzvah. So it's brought down. Mishneh Berurah brings it elsewhere. Anybody else? Do you eat something with it? See, we have the minute to always eat something. I don't know about you. Yeah. What?
You eat something.
When you zegnen from the sukkah, it's called in the industry, you eat something still. No, bezoinus. I don't know. We always eat something. I don't know. Yeah. What's the nusach over here? Where is it? Oh yeah, Yirotzim the nusach that over here that this siddur over here has. Thank you very much. Yirotzim melfunach Hashem alekenu lekiav esenu keshem shekiyamti v'yoshafti besukah zu. Just like I fulfilled the mitzvah in this particular sukkah. Ken eskes so ashu bizoicha leshona haboy next year leishet besukah shalev yoson. I should sit next year in the sukkah shalev yoson. Interesting, yeah. That's the way they put it over here in this nusach. There's various nuschos which is brought. I take a story in the Achron and they bring various nuschos. And there's a few people question various nuschos. But yes, that's the nusach that is brought in the Siddur. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Now says the Ramah. This is a important Ramah. Also lehachil beYom Tov. We are not allowed to do hachana from Yom Tov letzerech leil Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make any preparations. This is what is always explicit on the, yeah, we know about not making preparations. Don't make any preparations, any hachana, from Yom Tov, letzerech leil Yom Tov, for after Nacht. You're not allowed to make any preparations from Yom Tov until after Nacht. V'chein also, and similarly it is also, lehamina shulchanos, to put the tables, v'asafsalim and the benches, the chairs, bevais into the house, letzorich halaylo, for the night, the have achana, it's achana. So what he's referring to, so if you only got one table, and the table was over sukkah, as he was in the sukkah, and now you want to bring that table back into the dining room, into the house. So now he says, the Ramah teaches us, you can't do that. You can't do that because if you want to bring that from the sukkah, and you on sukkahs, As long as you're still eating in the sukkah, you're bringing the table into the house for after nacht. If you're doing it for after nacht, what are you doing? You're doing something, you're preparing something from Yom Tov for after nacht. This is, of course, called Issa Hachona. And you know how to do something for the first day Yom Tov until the second day Yom Tov. You know how to do something from second day Yom Tov until Shabbos that follows. So you're not allowed to. That's considered Issa Hachona. So that's what it's very, very important, Ramah. You're not allowed to make one preparation from one day Yom Tov until the second day Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make a preparation from one day Yom Tov until for Nacht. And in fact, if there's a 2 days Yom Tov and then Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare something from we'll speak about that. But you're not allowed to make, if let's say there's 2 days Yom Tov and after it's Matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare anything from Yom Tov until Matzah Shabbos, all including Issa Hachona. There is a famous Mishnah Berurah over here. Let's see it inside. Sif Katan, hey. Letzoich leil Yom Tov. Shal Simchas Teure. You don't have to prepare anything from Shmini Atzeres onto Simchas Teure. The Sofik Choyl Hu, because it could be that a second day is Chol is weekday. Venimtza Yom Tov Mechel LeChol. So it comes out that you're preparing from Shabbos to weekday. So in other words, it would be very relevant if you are preparing on Shmini Atzeres, you want to prepare if you want to gain time, you know there's going to be dancing on Simchas Torah, and what do you want to do in shul, for instance? Clear the tables, sort out the place, put up the chairs. So, if you want to know if it's mutter or not, you got absolutely explicit ramah that it's also, it's absolutely also. You're not allowed to do that. You're preparing from one day Yom Tov to the next night Yom Tov to the next Yom Tov. With regard more halachas we learned in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel. If you've got wine, you want to bring wine from one Yom Tov to the next, you're not allowed to. So if you've got a wine cellar, you want to prepare the wine, you want to bring the wine from the cellar from one day onto for the night, you're not allowed to do that. Uveshaz hatchak. Now listen to that. Uveshaz hatchak. And if it's impossible, shelo yimtzo belaylo bekal. If it's going to be impossible to get your wine by night because of darkness, you are allowed to bring wine and also water from one day Yom Tov to the next. You need to bring it when it's still Yom Tov afternoon, when it's still light, when it's still early in the afternoon. That it's not evident that you're doing it for Achona. Because in theory, it could still be you're going to be using it on Yom Tov. Vegam also. Don't bring it the way you normally bring it. Do it in a different way. But for a weekday, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. That's only from one day Yom Tov to the next. It could be it's only for a tzorich mitzvah because you're going to need it for Yom Tov meal. And that's why you still wouldn't be allowed to prepare the bed from Shabbos to weekday. So let me just recap that because it's a really important Mishnah Berurah. He only brings in a few words, but this heter is applied in other areas as well. So again, if I want to have for the Yom Tov meal, I want to have wine. Anybody you drink wine? Yeah, you like wine? Who likes wine? You've got, yeah, you're a connoisseur, yeah? You know, yeah. So you want to have some wine by the meal. Now, if you want to have wine, you run out of wine, you haven't got nothing in the fridge now. You want to bring wine from the wine cellar. You've got a fancy wine cellar. I hear that in some places you press a button and then there's like wine things coming up. Have you seen those things? Yeah, have you seen it? You press and then the wine comes just from the right temperature from the ground. Have you ever seen it? I hear that it's the latest apparently in some houses. You know, you haven't got it yet? No?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, yeah. You press, the wine comes up like from a, okay. Well, we'll have to work something out. So the question is that if you want to bring wine from your wine cellar on, you know that you won't be able to get to your wine on Simchas Torah night. Yeah, we get Shmini Atzeres and then Simchas Torah. So Simchas Torah is night, Simchas what we would call the second night, Simchas Torah night. Now you want to get wine, but you can't, you know, won't be able to get wine after Nacht because it's too dark. Now, you want to know, is it okay, now it's Shmini Atzeres, you want to be able to get wine now from the cellar in the afternoon, but you want to know if you're allowed to do that. Because, you may argue, it's Achona. So is that okay? Or is it not okay? Can I go now, in Shmini Atzeres afternoon, go to the wine cellar and get some wine specifically for after Nacht, for the Simchas Torah meal by night? Is that okay? Or is it not okay? Mota or also? What would you have thought at first glance?
I think it is mutter in those circumstances, but it's like bidevet, because before Shemini Atzeres, you in Holomoy, you should have got enough wine for Shemini Atzeres.
You should have thought about it before.
Preferably.
Good, yeah.
So it's like a bidevet if you do it, as you say, early in the afternoon.
Good, very good, very precise, yes?
If you drink a bit of the wine.
Good, drinking wine. I don't want to drink wine now, but you're saying if you were to drink wine, it would be okay anyway. Good, very good. So you're quite right that if you were to drink wine, it's certainly considered achona. That's also when if you are going to drink some of the wine, it's certainly okay. That's for sure. But if you can't, because this is white wine, and you're now in the middle of red wine, or I don't know how those halachas work, but then if you can't drink now, so then the shine of it is based on the fact that you can't. You're not going to drink some. So the Emma says, at first glance, let's get this clear. At first glance, this is a typical example of hachona. You're preparing something on the first day for the night following after Nacht. That is absolutely awesome. Medina the Gemara, it's awesome the Rabbanon because of Isra Hachona. Comes along the Mishnah, and that's really what the Gemara seems to be saying, that it's awesome. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Echaya Adam, and he says that sometimes it's permissible. With some conditions, it's okay. Condition number one, if you do it early enough in the afternoon, that it's not evident that you're doing it for after Nacht, condition number one, it's fine. So if you're doing it straight after the day meal, you go quickly and get some wine, you don't have to drink it, you're just getting it. Condition number one, loy mucha milza, it's not clear that you're doing it for Nacht, because, you know, you're getting it now straight after. Condition number one. Condition number two, you're doing it by Shinui. Now, this Shinui is a bit of a... It doesn't mean left hand as opposed to right hand. Shinui, of course, literally means change. You're not doing it the regular way. It doesn't mean over here that you're doing it with the left hand if you're right-handed. And it doesn't mean it doesn't mean that. It means that you're doing it a bit different. You do it that it's not... The way he puts it, Mishnah Berurah puts it over here... Don't schlep it like you do it on the week. It's like a shana. So it probably refers to not a regular amount. You only do as much as you literally need for that meal. Or you do it in a slightly different way. You do it in a way that is not, that it's as, you know, that it's a bit different than the regular. If you normally would take two bottles, take one bottle. That's what some achoinim say. Or you do it in a way that it's not, you wouldn't do it the normal way. And finally, this is only permitted if it's real necessity. If you really can't have the meal without wine, and it's the tzorich mitzvah, so it's a tzorich and a tzorich mitzvah that you do. Pardon? Certain. You can't get. Yeah, that's right. You won't be able to get in the night. Yeah. So that is what the conditions apply. Now, this Mishnah Berurah quoting Chai Adam is widely quoted when it comes to other examples. Other examples. So can you think of another examples that where you could apply this on Yom Tov, one day Yom Tov to next Yom Tov? Setting the table. What do you think about setting the table, Rabbi Yisai? Can you, based on this heta, would you be able to set the table after the meal? What do you think? Why not?
You're setting the table for the meal of the next Yom
Tov. As opposed to the wine? You could have been meal. You're not going to be eating anything now. No. Yeah. Does that? What do you think about that? Can you set? Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. 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 Pardon? If you're bringing the table from the sukkah, what do you think about that? Do the conditions apply? Condition number one: early afternoon. That's probably what you're referring to. Condition number two, Shinui, how would you do that? You just do it in a slight different way. Not sure how you're going to do the table in a different way. And Tzorech, Mitzvah, that you can't have the meal without it. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? Do the conditions apply? Would you be able to, based on this head, would you be able to do it? You could, that's right. The answer is, although the three conditions may apply, but you certainly, that's only true if it's a Tzorech. If it's an absolute Tzorech. If you can't do it by night, yeah, then is you could argue that it's a chayodom, yeah. Yeah, it may be. It may be. What are you referring to? For instance, you need the keys. Machzorim. So what do you think? Do the conditions apply? Say that it's just an Isra Achona. Say just Isra Achona. Would you?
But it's saying you wouldn't be able to bring back after Nach because you're probably staying at Shul now between Mincha until Maariv.
So you're right.
So you
it's considered a Tzorech.
Yeah. It's something you.
But when would you bring it?
Sorry?
When would you bring it?
You'd have to bring it before Mincha, say.
If you were to bring it before Mincha?
Before Mincha, before Shacharis.
Yeah. Yeah, do you agree to that, Abu Issa? If you need, so say somebody wants to use a machzor. Yeah, well, talis is a good one. Let's leave out the talis for a minute. Let's just get to the. Would you think about the machzor? What do you think about that? Bring the machzor early afternoon. Say. Yeah. So if you actually, very good point. If you're actually using it, then it's as your case. If you're using it, then it's anyway all right. Yeah, but otherwise, yeah. Yeah, I see. Yeah. We could argue it's fine. If you bring it, again, if you bring it early, yeah, as long as it's early in the afternoon, we'll be all right, yes.
The problem with that is that we say bring it early is in case somebody's going to drink the wine.
No one's going to
use it before the man of using it.
It's a valid point there. So I think it's a nice svara. Yeah, svara. I hear that. What do you think about the famous challah shaila? The challah, defrosting challah. People who want to defrost the challah. I don't know how you do about the challahs. Second night, you want to have, depends if you're makbe, if you're okay to have.
If it's three days.
Or let's talk even 2 days, okay? So the question is the following. Are you allowed to defrost the challahs by day in order that they're going to be defrosted by night? As opposed to claiming this is Isra Achona. I can't take challahs out now because I'm preparing it for Nacht. So based on this Mishneh Berurah now that we just saw now, do you think there is room to allow taking out the challahs on Yom Tov day in order to eat them, defrost, taking them out of the freezer early on Shabbos, on Yom Tov afternoon in order to have them by an afternight. Does the question make sense? Yeah, question makes sense? Taking out the challahs from the freezer. Are you allowed to take challahs from the freezer? Yeah?
I think you would be, because it's part of Kavod Yom Tov and part of Yom Tov to have the challahs, like the wine.
Well, you could take them out on Motzah. On the afternight. You could take them out then and wait an hour.
That might be considerably longer.
All right. Yeah? How long does it take for them to defrost?
Two, three hours.
Yeah?
But then you get possible.
It's possible, yeah?
It's possible.
If you take out more than the amount of chalas and you eat on Yom Tov.
Yeah? When are you taking them out?
You need three chalas and you take out.
On Yom Tov afternoon? If you're taking out more than, it's based on another halacha and Pesach, yes, correct. So I'll tell you, there is numerous achronim, contemporary poskim, who claim that based on this Mishneh Berurah, if the three conditions apply, you're allowed to do that. Let's go through the conditions. You do it early in the afternoon. Okay, we can do that. So take the chalas out early in the afternoon. There's a tzarech because you need to have nice challahs, one could argue, is certainly part of a nice Yom Tov meal. No different than wine. And finally, then you do the shtickle with the shinoi. Fine, so take them out a little bit different. Wrap them up. Take them out and put them. And it's not muchamilz that you're doing it for. So some contemporary poskim, the Oich HaShabbos, the Count Gates of the Rav, other contemporary poskim, they claim that yes, it's permitted to do it. Based on this Mishneh Berurah. Yeah? Let's just finish off the Mishnah Bura. Sorry, I would just say that. To mish the Sefer Torah. To roll the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah from Shabbos onto Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do that. To mish is also, if you ever see a gaba on Yom Tov afternoon mishing, it will never happen in this place. But if you were to say it's mamash achona, you're not to mish. There's a shtikla mishneburah, stira mishneburah about this, but mishneburah over here clearly paskins, you're not allowed to mish the Sefer Torah, to roll the Sefer Torah for another place. And okay, we'll start with Simtov Rish Samaches tomorrow, Basiat Dishmaya.